Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
A little white stuff on the ground this morning. And no, I'm not practicing for an April Fool's joke of any kind. This is it's the real deal. Yeah, watch your step. We still have some partially covered roadways too in North Iowa, according to the DOT 511 report this morning. And I know the crews are out just making sure that you don't slip slide away down the roadways. Same for the sidewalks. Watch your step a little bit this morning and slow down. We've got Dave Bernhardt with us from the crop insurance side at Mason City All Risk Insurance. And Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. It looks like Mother Nature wanted to take one more swing at us, right?
I think so. I thought maybe we were just going to miss all of this that they were talking about. But yeah, when you glance outside and see the white snow in the grass and in the rooftops and so on, you realize that we have no control over all of this.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk about something a little different this morning in regards to crop insurance. It's the use of technology. Now, the farmers out here, they know what I'm talking about. Many of these farmers nowadays are using technology to help them plant the right number of seeds per acre, to make them rows nice and straight. And just in general, getting the crop in the ground. Now, where does crop insurance come in on this? If you want to stop around and check in with us, many of these crop insurance companies would like to use that technology when you report your acres that you planted in the crop that you planted, or the harvested bushels in the fall. So guys all have that on the computers in their tractor. Many of them do. And if you feel this would be a good tool for you to use when it comes time to give us the numbers for crop insurance, hey, give us a call, stop in, sit down, say, hey, what do I have to do to use this technology stuff so I can give you guys the accurate numbers on my crop insurance for 2022? So it's been promoted by crop insurance companies for quite a while. Some farmers are using it to tell us what they have. Many farmers are not. But I thought, this morning, why don't I just bring that to their attention a little bit? And it's going to be a couple days before we go to the field, so swing on by and ask some questions. You never know. This could be a great tool to help you in reporting any information we may need. What do you think, Tim? Does it sound like a deal?
Oh, I think it sounds like a great deal. And what goes through my mind all the time, Dave, is in my business and in your business and in the farming business, you think back 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever number of years back, and you think of some of the things that are available technology-wise now, you would have never dreamed at some point in time that you'd be able to do some of the things that you can do now. And that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely. If these things are programmed right, the farmers do not even have to hold on to the steering wheel to make those rows nice and straight. The computer just does it for them. When they get to the other end of the field, though, they got to remember to turn it off so they can turn and go back and turn it on again, it'll follow right back down. So that's why you see so many nice straight rows out there anymore, Tim.
Yeah, there aren't very many the old crooked rows.
So all that stuff can help in the reporting. So if you think that it's something that, hey, I do this already, let me go talk to those guys at All Risk and see what I got to do to make it work. And we'll be happy to give you some ideas and tools or whatever. You may like it, you may not. But again, won't know until you ask.
Right. Yeah, it might be a real easy plug-in for them to do that.
One more thing I'm going to bring up real quick and just throw it out there. You know, the wind has been blowing pretty much every day, every other day. There is some separate coverage that you can add to a hail policy for wind damage to a cornfield. So think about that one, farmers. Again, if you want to find out about it, stop in and talk to us. We'll show you how to apply that coverage to your field if needed. Okay?
Boy, David, we have, in recent years, we have really watched the wind flatten out a lot of fields, haven't we?
Absolutely. And I know that you have crop insurance that protects the amount of bushels that you can obtain out of that field, but this is an additional policy that can be added to a hail policy to help you get reimbursed for that corn that's laying flat on the ground out there due to a windstorm. So don't be afraid to ask questions. 1415 South Monroe, 424-0056. If you heard us on the radio, say, hey, tell me a little bit more about that. What's it cost and how does it work? We'd be happy to do that.
Well, fantastic. Dave, always great to talk to you. Every Thursday morning we get a chance to visit, and you know, one of these fine days we'll get together in person. I was going to swing out last week, and the week got away from me, but I'll swing by and stop in and say hello to you guys.
Absolutely. Anytime, Tim.
All right.
Swing on down. All right.
Hey, super. Have a great week.
We'll see you on the radio.
All right. Bring the warm weather.
All right, buddy. You too. Thank you.
You betcha. That's Dave Bernhardt with us. With the crop insurance and part of the all-risk insurance, Mason City all-risk insurance. Give them a call, 424-0056. That's 424-0056. Your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City. Then we wave the flag a little bit this morning.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here.